set?
Mm-mm. Use the form of rise. The sun has...
Now the sun has...
Using a form of rise, talking about the sun coming up. The sun has...
Oh. You want to say it my way?
How'd you say it?
The sun is up. I'd say that.
Well, using rise, though. The sun has...
Oh, using rise.
Say the sun will rise, or the sun rose, or the sun has
risen.
Okay, that's it.
I'd start but didn't say it.
Okay. Usually, just the first thing that comes into your mind is the right response.
Yeah.
If today is, what is today? Today is Friday, so Thursday was
yesterday.
And Saturday will be
tomorrow.
Okay, if somebody left. Not last Sunday, but the Sunday previous to that, you'd say he left when?
Sunday before last.
And if he's not leaving this Sunday, but he's leaving the following Sunday, you'd call that?
Sunday 2 weeks.
Okay. Would you ever say Sunday week?
Yeah, you say Sunday week.
What does that mean?
No, I don't remember ever using that phrase.
You don't
Sunday
say that.
Week. Sunday 2 weeks, or Sunday a week from now, I'd add that. Mm-hmm. You're just saying Sunday week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make sense.
Okay, and if somebody stayed from about the 1st to the 15th of the month, you'd say he stayed about...
2 weeks.
Would you ever say a fortnight?
A what?
A fortnight.
Have I ever said that?
Would you ever say that? To
no.
mean 2 weeks?
No.
I don't think anybody in the
no,
South does
so.
Much. And if you want to know the time of day, you would ask?
What time you have?
And
you,
so...
Am I asking a question what you say?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so then you would look at your...
Watch.
And if it were midway between 7 and 8, you'd say it was?
7:30.
Is there another way to say that?
7:30.
Okay. And if it were 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it's?
Quarter.
15 minutes later than 7:30.
Yeah, oh, 7:45.
Another way?
Quarter to 8.
Okay, good. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite a...
Number of years. I've used that phrase.
Mm.
Oh, ask that question again.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite...
Well, quite some time.
Okay.
I've used that.
Okay.
Depending on what you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. That'll do. The farmers got a good crop last year, but they're not going to get a good crop.
This year.
Mm-hmm. If a child has just had his third birthday, you'd say he is.
If a child what?
If a child has just had, I'm talking too fast. If a child has just had his third birthday, he is.
3 years old.
Okay. And if something happened exactly on the same date last year, you'd say it happened exactly.
A year ago today.
Mm-hmm. And you might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black.
Clouds.
Now, on a day, which it seems to have turned into, when there are not any clouds, you'd say it's what kind of weather?
Oh, it's, I'd say it was cloudy.
Well, there is not
or rainy
now, though.
Or, foggy.
Well, now the sky is just perfectly blue. And
they are.
Yeah, really. Just look out the window. Honest to goodness, it's blue.
No,
but it's getting
blue,
dark.
Yeah.
But,
I see.
But before it started getting dark, well, if it's that kind of day, if the sky is blue and there are no clouds, you'd say it's what?
The sky is clear.
What would you say about the day? It's what kind of day?
I'd call it, if it was clear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd say it was a clear day.
Okay, and what if it's, well, you talked about the kind of day that it was earlier today. If the, if it has been, wait a minute. Okay, if it has been clear and then the clouds start coming in and it looks like it might rain, what would you say the weather is doing?
Oh, it looks like it's going to cloud up and rain. That's a phrase.
Okay.